Hey everybody, it's Carlos Danger of the Mobile Horror Companion. Look, this is just my voice. This is a very special episode of the Mobile Horror Companion. It is special in that it's not really a full episode of the Mobile Horror Companion. No, it's outtakes, something that got cut out of our previous episode. About a week ago, our last episode was recasting Reservoir Dogs, where Matt Maisto from Mondo Creepy and Mike Lane from Music, Movies, and More, and Brian Spears, the co-host of this podcast, and myself, each pitched our new cast if they were to remake Reservoir Dogs today. I thought it was a pretty good episode. It was about 37 minutes, not too long, a little easy on the ears. We don't go off on any tangents. Except at the very end, we went off on a quick two-minute tangent about what we've been watching lately. I just thought the last episode had sort of a natural ending point, so I ended it there, but here it is for you listeners. The first guy you'll hear is Mike Lane, then it goes to Matt Maisto, and then Brian closes it out. Oh, but you know what? Also, Johnny Ganache from Pita Comics, it's another podcast based here in Connecticut where I'm based, Carlos Danger, that is. He sent us his list of who he'd cast in Reservoir Dogs, a remake, if given the chance. And here it is. Marvin Nash, Adam Devine, Joe Nick Nolte. That's probably the best of all of them. I said Harvey Keitel for that role, but I think Johnny Ganache beat me. Fast guy, or nice guy, Eddie, Chris Pine. Not sure about that one, Johnny. Mr. Blue, James Remar, yeah. Mr. Brown, Johnny Knoxville. Mr. Pink, Bill Hader. That's spot on. Mr. White, Timothy Oliphant, who is in everything. Mr. Blonde, John Bernthal. Is it Bernthal? Bernthal? You know, the guy from The Walking Dead and The Punisher. And Mr. Orange, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Oh, I left one out. Holdaway, that's the cop from Reservoir Dogs who counsels Tim Roth. William Jackson Harper. So that was it. Thanks a lot, Johnny Ganache, for sending that in, and listen to Pint of Comics if you're able. They're kind of expensive. They're a little out of my reach, but sometimes, my tax return, I use my stimulus money to listen to them because, they're only available on Patreon. Now I got to find out how to stop this phone. Is that the home button? God damn it.
Hi, this is Stuttering John Melendez from The Howard Stern Show. And for some really stupid reason, you're listening to the Mobile Horror Companion. Great name for a podcast, morons.
Let's give it a shot.
What do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe?
Perfectly fine Mobile Horror Companion. If those of you that are into podcasts like to listen to that kind of stuff.
All
right. But hey, that was fun, right?
Yeah.
Anybody watch anything before we call it a night that you want to emphasize or share with our dozens of listeners?
Well, since this is a horror movie podcast, the latest horror movie I watched on Netflix, can't talk today, Hashtag Alive, a South Korean zombie movie, which is very pandemic appropriate because a lot of it takes place within the apartment of the two main characters. And they each have one apartment and they're trying to communicate with each other. But a lot of the movie is focused on this one guy, and the whole world is crumbling outside and he's stuck inside because if he goes out, he'll die. So for his own safety, he's just isolated in his apartment. Very, very, very solid, very well done. Fast moving zombies, very similar to like Train to Busan kind of zombies. But very good, very good zombie movie with good characters, good action. And then I just started watching, I finished Black AF, which was good. I never heard of the real life guy,
Barish. Yeah,
I never heard of him before. Then I started reading up on all his writing credits and all his, you know, all the work that he's done, how successful he is, and how he made the show kind of like very close, parallel almost to his real life. So that was that show was very well done, and I just finished that. So those are my two.
Sweet. I haven't seen anything. Anybody else other than like some show called Jesse from the Disney Channel?
I've been watching a little bit here and there. There's this Italian crime show. It's on HBO Max called Gomorrah. It's now in its third season. It's about crime families around the city of Naples.
Is that like, is it Maradona related? Is it around
no.
that?
No, it's modern day.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just about these factions and vendettas and of these crime families and them screwing each other over and killing. It's a well-written show. It's really good.
I've heard of that, but I have never seen it. Mr. Okay. Spears, I guess we'll close out with you since you started this episode. Well, it was your idea.
As soon as I hang up on this call, I'll be going right back to you porn. Good night, guys.
See you next time. Merry Christmas.